All right. So this is not, this was not what we had planned for this evening. Obviously, we were going live tonight because we were going to cover Trump speaking, and we'll still get there, obviously, whatever he presents in front of the Joint Congress. But then some news broke on X that Florida, and I thought it was a joke. I thought I was being pranked, that Florida has decided to move to criminally investigate Andrew Tate. Now, Andrew Tate is joining us, and I just want to at first give you guys the background here because it's egregious what happened here. I don't care about your opinions about Andrew Tate. I don't care if you think he's a misogynist, if he's a sexist, if you think he's a racist. None of that actually matters, okay? Because you think about what would be the circumstance if Trump traveled to New York, ends the presidency, travels to New York, his plan lands, and leftists just start freaking out. I don't want him back in this state. I don't want him here. This is ridiculous. And then the governor moves to host a press conference, which Ron DeSantis did in Florida, as soon as Tristan and Andrew Tate landed, and said, I'm going to have my attorney general look into him because we don't want him here. He's not welcome here. This is what Ron DeSantis did. He's not welcome here. What do you mean he's not welcome here? He's a U.S. citizen. He's a U.S. passport. He's welcome here. Okay, he hasn't been charged of any crimes overseas, irrespective of what you think about him. Of course, he's welcome here. And so Ron DeSantis says that. And literally a couple of days later, the attorney general announces that, yes, in fact, and can we pull that tweet up, Skylar, if you got it? He tweets this tonight. He tweets, last week, so yes, literally at the moment that neocons started freaking out in the state of Florida, I directed my office to work with our law enforcement partners to conduct a preliminary inquiry into Andrew and Tristan Tate. Now you're going, is this Stalin tweeting this, Candace? Is this in America or are we in Russia right now? What's going on? Nope, let's keep reading. This is actually America. This happened in Florida. He then continues his tweet with, based on a thorough review of the evidence. Oh, it's only been a couple of days. They move quickly. I've directed the Office of Statewide Prosecution to execute search warrants and issue subpoenas in the now active criminal investigation into the Tate brothers. Love, find, show me the man, and I will show you the crime. Attorney General James Uthmeyer. And then before we bring Andrew on, I also want to run the clip of what Ron DeSantis said, okay? Again, Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate have not been convicted of any crimes overseas. So I don't care about investigations that are ongoing or videos that you saw on X. They are returning home and they are responding to an outrage mob. OK, Ron DeSantis is being texted by a bunch of his neocon lieutenants. And this is what he had to say at his press conference.
Governor, there's some reporting out there that controversial podcaster and accused human trafficker Andrew Tate may be on his way to Florida. Is he welcome here? What could the state do to send him back to Romania or whatever?
Well, we have no involvement in that. I read about it through the media. Clearly, the federal government has jurisdiction whether they want to rebuff his entry into the United States. And I have confidence that whether it's Pam Bondi or Kristi Noem, that they will be looking at that. I do know our Attorney General, James Uthmeyer, is looking at what state hooks and jurisdiction we may have to be able to deal with this. But the reality is Florida is not a place where you're welcome with that type of conduct in the air. And I don't know how it came to this. We were not involved. We were not notified. I found out through the media that this was something that was happening.
So there you have it, you guys. He just instantly said, we're going to go after him and we will make something happen. And they did it in a couple of days. Andrew, I want to bring you in right now to respond to this. I'm shocked. I can't even imagine how you're feeling right now. You're probably finally thought after 3 years of Romania just essentially saying you're not allowed to leave your house. Took them forever to even bring charges against you that when you land on American soil, okay, great. At least I'm in a place where there will be due process and there won't be these sorts of witch hunts.
Yeah, I believed it was the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I was extremely disappointed when I landed. I'm not intimidated by these people, because I don't even know what jurisdiction they believe they have. I think this is the second time I've been to Florida in my life. Before this, I was here for 3 days. So I don't know what they're intending, but I am extremely disappointed. I am genuinely disappointed that after flying to my home nation, the country I was born in, the country my father served for, the country I hold the passport of, they've decided, because of media spin and slurs, to instantly attack me. And very correctly, as you pointed out, This is not a matter of trying to solve a crime. They can't even identify a crime. They're just trying to pin something on me because they don't like me. And what happened when I landed is that as I left the airport, my electronics were seized, which I'm assuming are the search warrants he's talking about. So my phones and laptops were already seized before I even saw the media. The second I landed, state police took all of my electronics, took everything, and told me there was an open investigation into me. I guess this is the search warrants he's talking about. So if you pull back up his tweet, it's very interesting. He says, based on preliminary investigations. Well, the preliminary investigations, there we go. Last week, I directed my office to work with our law enforcement partners to conduct a preliminary inquiry into Andrew and Tristan Tate. That's not true, because you didn't even know I was coming to Florida. So that is a lie, sir. What you did is you found old YouTube videos I made, which I have debunked 1,500 times. But of course, the enemy always ignores the debunk and just continues to play them on repeat over and over. Use them as an excuse to seize all of my electronics on landing. I am now in Florida. They have all of my electronics, and I guess they're going through it trying to find a crime. I'm very confident they won't, but we also know how ridiculous prosecutors can be. So here I am expecting to be welcome in my host nation, and it turns out they're the Stasi. This is worse than Romania. This is communism in and of itself. I'm truly disgusted. And if I be honest, there's a lot of rumors flying around. I got a phone call from somebody very important who told me that the DeSantis crew are extremely worried that I was going to support Byron against his wife in the Floridian governor elections. I'm new to this. I don't know anything about Floridian politics. I didn't even know DeSantis and Trump didn't get along. I didn't know any of this. I'm just a man after 3 years who flew home. And everyone's telling me that you're a political pawn and you can motivate and activate the masculine youth and you're going to get them all to vote against his wife. And that's why they're trying to take you out politically, because Trump supported the guy against his wife. And this is brand new to me. So I'm just in the middle of this being told that I'm the one who's going to be deciding the next governor of Florida with no idea what's even going on. It's truly, truly incredible.
It is incredible. And it's interesting that you say that, because I never supported DeSantis for president. I just saw right through him. It was very obvious to me that he was not his own man, which is to say that he moves according to what his donors want. And because every single person that I don't respect, meaning the neocons who have never supported Trump, got behind DeSantis and were passionate about him or fighting for him, made me go, you know what, that's a man that I can't trust. You know, I don't know who's running that campaign or who's running his ideas, but it's not Ron DeSantis, okay? Yeah. And so what I think happened was, as soon as you landed, because we saw it happening live on X, I mean, neocons were saying crazy stuff. They were saying, deport him. I'm like, what do you mean deport? We didn't even deport Jeffrey Epstein. And he got like convicted of crimes, by the way, I should mention, in Florida, when he just got house arrest for actually crimes against minors. That all happened in the state of Florida. And I have never seen that same group of neocons radically speaking about Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing. They're silent about all those matters, but they freak out about you. I saw it happening live. And then now you're telling me that as soon as you landed in the state of Florida as an American citizen, the state rolled up and seized your electronics? Under what pretext? What do they say to you?
Well, exactly right. It's kind of very, very interesting. They fear me so heavily. They talk about me like I am the devil incarnate, and I've never been convicted of any crime anywhere on the planet ever. They fear me because of my political power. They fear me because I can galvanize the masculine youth in any direction that I believe fit. And I serve our commander in chief. I believe in all of the prepositions of Donald Trump. If Donald Trump believes Byron is going to be a better governor of Florida than DeSantis' wife, I'm likely going to agree with him. And I guess that's why they decided to attack me. When I landed, the customs officers sat there and said, we have to go through all of your phones and all of your laptops. And I said, why? And they said, we've been instructed from the absolute top level to search every single thing about your life. And I said, well, I don't see a warrant. This is very interesting. They said, if you don't tell us the passwords, we're going to seize them. I said, well, you're welcome to seize them, sir. I don't talk to police. I don't tell passwords. Go break it with your little software. Go bust in. And from that second, the criminal investigation was open before I even landed on Floridian soil. So it turns out, if from what I understand, I'm caught in some power struggle for Floridian politics. They fear me for some reason. And they're going to pretend I'm the worst person in the world. And any of these people on Twitter who want to come and attack me over some video I made 10 years ago, they need to wake up. The people who are in charge of this country are stealing your money. They're sending it to foreign wars. They are blowing little children to pieces. They're the ones going to Epstein Island, and they divert all of the negative attention for their heinous acts towards me. And you believe it. They say I'm the bad guy so often that you believe I'm the bad guy, not the people who are stealing your money and blowing people to pieces in foreign wars. I have never been convicted of any crime in my life. You can walk down to the mall and walk around the mall and you'll walk amongst people who have been convicted of crimes. I've been investigated for 5 solid years by 4 different agencies and never convicted. I'm one of the most innocent people on the planet. And here I land in my host nation and they start again. It's truly, truly saddening. And I know that this AG is just trying to make a name for himself and he thinks he's a smart ass, but I have a strong suspicion once they find out that my phones and laptops are empty and I haven't even been in Florida for more than 4 days in my life, that they're going to look pretty dumb when they have absolutely nothing to get me on. So then what happens, right? But I don't know how far and how crazy these people are. I don't know to what lengths they're going to make crap up to try and save themselves after this complete clown show. Why didn't they just investigate me in quiet? Let's pretend this is about law and order and they're truly concerned for the citizens of Florida. Then follow me around with secret police and investigate me in quiet. And if you find something, arrest me. Why the song? Why the dance? Why the press? Why the public? Why are you doing all of this if you're not trying to divert people away from the important things? The important things like all the actual crime and corruption that's happening. I had no interest at all in Floridian politics. I actually, truthfully, thought Ron DeSantis was a good governor. And that's why I gave him the benefit of the doubt and didn't even destroy him yesterday on Patrick Bet David. I was very kind to him. Yes, he failed a competency test. Yes, he failed. But I could have been far worse. I could have completely destroyed him and made a clown of him. But I actually thought maybe he's a pretty good governor. I don't know. I knew he was good under COVID. I thought he was a pretty good guy. As far as I knew Ron DeSantis before I flew here, he was a good guy. Turns out I was absolutely and utterly wrong.
You know, a couple of things frustrate me about this. The first thing is the amount of people that are weighing in on your Romanian case who have never read, they have no idea what the case is about. And the first way that you know that they don't know what it's about is because they keep showing videos of you from before the time that they're even referring to on the case. Like I actually took the time to read through that case and I came out and I explained everything to everyone slowly with, you know, names, details, everything. And I said, here is why I do not think that this case is going to go through in Romania. I think I made a prediction years ago that it was going to get dismissed because of a lack of evidence. Okay. And I got hammered for that. Oh, Candace, look at this video of him here. Guys, I don't care about it. If I'm the person doing the Harvey Weinstein series, I don't care about anything but the actual evidence that is in the case. And I am telling you what I am looking at and it's not good. Then that happens. Then the courts agree with me years later and they say there's not enough evidence. So we're going to send it back down. We're going to overturn this and you're going to have to bring up new charges. We're still going to keep this open, whatever it is that they say. And there's no oh, OK, maybe there's something here that I'm missing. Maybe I should actually, if I'm this passionate about Andrew Tate and I hate him so much, maybe I should try to read and understand what it is they're prosecuting against in Romania. No, they don't want to do work. They want to pick a side and they want pitchforks and they want to go after people based on mob mentality. And the thing is, I believe in due process, and I'm calling on people to understand that somebody landing who has not been convicted of a crime in their home country, who has the police swarm them and say, give us all of your technology because we're launching a preliminary investigation because neocons are upset on the internet, is problematic for all of us. Okay? It's problematic left and right for all of us.
It's scary for all Americans. And you made a fantastic point there. And I've kind of understood that the people who hate me, they need something to attack me with. They can't call me stupid and they can't call me unsuccessful and they can't call me anything other than massively influential. So they hate when I win my criminal cases. So instead of addressing that, they ignore it. I have beaten my cases. They keep repeating it. They know I've beaten my case. They keep saying I haven't. They keep pulling up little pieces of paper saying, oh, he beat the case. It was sent back, but technically it's still open. No, technically it has a file number, a dormant file number like every other closed case. Or when I address old videos and I explain where they come from and I explain the context or I explain why it appeared on the internet, they see the full explanation exonerating me. They ignore it. They ignore all the exonerations. They ignore all of my victories. And they continue to repeat over and over things that they know are not true because they have illogical, blind hatred and fear for my influence. It doesn't matter how many times I win in court, doesn't matter how many times I bust case, doesn't matter how many times I explain myself, doesn't matter how many times they are wrong, they're going to continue to repeat this over and over. And then we have the AG of this once great state talking about how he's concerned for Floridians and nobody abuses girls in Florida. Oh, except Epstein, I guess. And let's talk about human trafficking. If you want to go down to a club in Miami and count how many girls have OnlyFans and OnlyFans managers, or if you want to talk about rape, let's go count the club, the girls walking out of clubs, drunk out of their mind and high on Percocet, walking home with men they barely know in this state. You can walk around and see girls doing porn, having sex, running all over Florida, doing all these things. And I turn up here and what have I done since I've arrived? I did Patrick Bet-David and sat on my laptop. That's all I've done. I've been Patrick Bet-David, I sat on my laptop and I had Taco Bell and I've got a criminal investigation?
Yeah.
What the f***? It doesn't even make any sense.
Mm. And I also want to be clear, and I would like to express this, everyone in the conservative movement is a liar with this new, well, if you're this or you're that, and then you're not a conservative. I want to be very clear. I ran every conservative circle that you can think of. You name a conservative influencer, I have been at that dinner party. I have been in that conversation. I have been on that network, you know, whether it is as a guest. Nobody had an issue with you. Okay, despite your case going on until you hopped on to Piers Morgan on October 9th and said that you were pro-Palestine and called it a genocide. I watched overnight, they went from, okay, he's fine. You can talk to Andrew Tate. Everyone wanted to like know Andrew Tate, figure out his platform, to a complete 180 and trying to say, well, it's not Christian. It's not this. He's a bad guy. And suddenly everybody wanted to look into Andrew Tate. That I watched that happen live. Okay. So any person who would like to debate me on that, who is a neocon, who is pretending that they've held these perspectives about Andrew Tate forever since the investigations began, please, I invite you to have that conversation with me because you're all lying, okay? Let's not dress this up as something that it isn't. This is about Andrew Tate saying something that you don't want him to say because he's too influential. If he took a Likud party position and he said, kill every last Palestinian, he would be governor of Florida.
You know, it's very interesting because I felt it myself. When I had these accusations, everybody understood, well, they've done this to Donald Trump and they did it in New York and this is happening in Romania and it's all very old and the judicial system there can't be trusted and they haven't even managed to have an election because it's so corrupt and this doesn't really make sense and why did they attack him when he got big online? Everyone was on my side until that exact day. And after that day, they all instantly turned on me. The second I said we shouldn't be blowing children to pieces, the second I criticized Israel, that was the day where I lost all of the support from the conservative side. And they
was that not me as well? Have we not seen this trend happening over and over and over again? Candace Owens was totally fine. She was never considered anti-Semitic and Adolf Hitler. All of a sudden, she speaks up about a human right violation and says, too many Palestinian children are dying. And what happened to me overnight? They gave me anti-Semite of the year. Friend, oh my God, something's happened. This is happening too much. It's too obvious at this point. It's too obvious. It's not even casual. You assassinate, you go after, and you attack people. And the reason that I believe they're doing this to you is because they're losing. Okay, the neocon influence is waning. Everybody can see that. They can see that in the numbers. Organizations that were big and used to have influence don't anymore. And so when people lose influence, they essentially go, I don't want to do the free markets anymore. I can't win in the free markets. Okay, so how do we just get rid of the competition? These people that purport to love the battle of ideas. Oh, it's about let the best idea win. They're the ones that call for censorship. They were the ones that were telling YouTube to censor my new platform. Get rid of Candace, demonetize her, do all these things. I've lived it, Andrew. And that is why I'm very aware of what's happening to you. And I'm sick of people trying to dress it up as something else. Even sicker is I'm trying to pretend that it's like we're doing it because of our Christianity. No, you can no longer win in the free markets of ideas. So you are going after every person who does not hold your personal perspectives about war because it's no longer favorable. Okay. It's no longer favorable left and right.
Completely right. And you know what? That's one more thing I want to say. I don't know all these people who keep saying that my case in Romania, they pretend they give a shit about it. How much blood am I supposed to give to a foreign, questionable judicial system when I've never even had a trial. They've had 3 years of my life. I've been to jail. I was locked in my house for 2 years. I haven't seen my children. I missed my grandmother's funeral. My mother had a heart attack. I was stuck in Romania with no money, no cars, no access to my passport or my cryptocurrency. All of it was taken away from me. And in the end, they say there's not enough evidence for a trial and they send it back to be dormant. And people are sitting there saying I should give them more than 3 years of respecting their judicial system and just sit there for the next 5 years having my life wasted by some prosecutor who's funded by George Soros anyway? What kind of clown world are we living in? These people hate me so viscerally. They throw all due process out the window. The people who hate me are going to sit here and pretend that what Florida's doing is a fine, perfectly normal thing. When we all know it's communistic and it is dystopian, this is the Stasi themselves. And it's amazing. I actually love that you said that yourself, Candace, because when I've said that everything changed on October 9th after I criticized Israel's actions, I got called conspiracy theorist. But you felt it. You've seen it. If you have an opinion.
I was told it. You became persona non grata overnight. Literally overnight. It was just Andrew Tate now is this. And slowly everybody was pretending that they were invested in what was happening in Romania. But it had already been happening. It was already happening. And no one cared. And now all of a sudden they're making these strong statements. No one should speak to him. I mean, this is America. What do you mean no one should speak to him? I've been speaking to Harvey Weinstein for 2 years since I believe he was wrongly convicted. He's a left-leaning, ADL supporting. It doesn't matter to me because this is not the way due process should work. Okay. Yep. And people should not be prosecuted because you don't like their ideas or you want something for them. We have to make sure we protect our judicial system. And so when I hear this, they took your technology as soon as you landed. What should be happening right now is left and right pressure should be put on Ron DeSantis and this attorney general to make a statement as to why that was done, under what grounds a preliminary investigation is done. I want to know what is the legal route to getting Ron DeSantis' text messages that day. I want to know who was texting Ron DeSantis. Is it a FOIA request? Who was emailing Ron DeSantis and texting him? I don't want your phone. I want his. Okay.
Yeah.
Your phone makes no sense to me. I want Ron DeSantis' phone. I want the attorney general's phone. I want Utmeyer's phone. I want to know what donors texted you and told you to move, because you were moving for donors and money and corruption no different than a George Soros DA was doing. And I don't care if it's left or right. Wrong is wrong.
You nailed it. And you know what's interesting? This word, preliminary. You know, I went to jail preliminarily. You know, I was locked in my house preliminarily. You know, they stole all my money preliminarily. Then I fly to America, a supposedly free country. Let's remember, Romania was communist until 1989. I thought, well, that was a communist nation. I fly to a free nation. Preliminarily, they steal my electronics to preliminarily try and nail a crime on me. My whole life has been preliminarily being destroyed, and no one's managed to come up with any kind of solid case against me ever. And it doesn't matter because I am being wrecked by the process. That's all they want to do. They want to endlessly process me and destroy my reputation, destroy my name, take my money away, and make it incapable. What they're trying to do is make it impossible for anybody to stand next to me, because they know if I endorse somebody, I have power. So they want everybody afraid to affiliate their name with mine because of these stupid garbage charges that they keep preliminarily pulling out of their ass. They never have any evidence for anything. It's all preliminary. And it's truly, I'll be honest, Candace, if I was a slightly more sentimental man, part of me wants to cry, because this is so f-ing ridiculous. This is so heartbreaking and so sad. For 4 solid years, every single day, I have protected my reputation. I've protected my freedom. I've tried to financially provide for my family and protect my children for 4 solid years. And for the first time in 4 years, I finally had a genuine smile on my face. That private plane to Florida, I land to another preliminary investigation. Why?
Yeah.
Why? I haven't done anything to anybody. You want to find a criminal? There's plenty of them out there. They don't have a victim. They don't have a witness statement. They don't have anyone complaining about me. They don't have a medical record. They have nothing. They have me, who they don't like. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And he said, there's plenty of evidence. I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm supposed to believe that legal process took place within minutes, is what he wants us to believe, because he made a statement on the day that you landed that they were opening that preliminary investigation. Now you're telling us they moved to collect your electronics, and we're supposed to believe that it took him, what, did you land on Thursday? Like, did you land on Thursday? Hasn't even been 1 week? So it's so together. It takes years for them to bring about Jeffrey Epstein any charges, but they were able to do this in the state of Florida. They were able to preliminary and then move to a criminal investigation after 5 days. It took them 5 days.
Well, if they had the warrant to take my electronics when I landed, it turns out their preliminary investigation into a criminal investigation took less than that. It took my flight, which is 11 hours, because they already had. I don't think they would announce search warrants before they search. If they were going to raid the house I'm currently in, I guess they would do it before they tell me their search warrants. So I think the search warrants and the subpoenas they're talking about are the ones they've already executed when I landed, and they took all of my electronics. That's what I'm assuming. Perhaps tomorrow morning I'll have guests. But I've had my house raided six times. Six. Six times I woke up to guns. Six. And I've never been to jail. So I guess I'm used to it by now. So I'm just going to say yes, sir, no, sir, and comply like I did every other time to keep my life. But it's absolutely incredible. So I'm assuming these subpoenas were actually dragged up in the 11-hour flight. And what I understand from my preliminary investigations is that they were based on the old videos, which I've debunked 1,000 times, which every single girl involved has also debunked, which didn't even take place in Florida. They took place in Romania in 2013. Is there no other crime in Florida? I mean, this is crazy. If you're going to say that a man said something on YouTube, so let's launch a preliminary investigation and take all of his phones and laptops, then let's go get let's go get 50 Cent for saying he's a PIMP. I can find a PIMP video of him on YouTube right now. Let's take his What kind of world is this? It's kind of incredible. And part of it is humbling. But truthfully, the way they talk about me, the feminine frame of fear in which my name is used, these people talk about me like I can melt minds. I'm a full-grown man who had just been stuck in Romania for 3 years for absolutely no reason, who finally got freedom back and thought, you know what? To show respect to our commander-in-chief and this new administration, why don't I go home for the first time in nearly 7 years? I could have chosen anywhere. I could have gone to Thailand. I could have gone to Dubai. I thought, you know what? Let me go home. And this is the welcome I get.
I am grateful that this, if you can just think of things to be grateful for, I am so grateful that Ron DeSantis never became president. My instincts were always right about him. He is a person that has no real power. He's just tailing between his legs, does whatever his donors want. I mean, if he wanted to make this look authentic, he could have waited a month. You know, he could have been like, well, you know, we saw him here and he said some stuff. I mean, he literally, it was like they took what was on my X feed from neocons and just said, okay, we're moving on that. You can't tell me you launched an entire investigation. Or he didn't even sound like he knew what he was talking about at the press conference. He just said he's not welcome here. Well, who's not welcome here? What are you talking about? Speak at length here. It seemed like he wanted to get off the topic very quickly because he didn't know anything about it. Do you think Ron DeSantis read through your Romanian case? Do you think Ron DeSantis or James or the AG read through your case and did any of that stuff? Did any work? No. No, they had videos that were being sent and texted to them. And that's why I think we have to have access to those messages. And I am a person that truly believes that left and right, there is so much corruption. It truly is a swamp, you know. And I'm not shocked by this because like I said, never for a single day was I behind Ron DeSantis because I saw that he was easily moved by money and influence. And you can see that even in the laws. He's one of the governors that's squeezing speech, like, you know, creating extra laws for anti-Semitism in Florida, like as if like it's a special kind of hatred. Like it's not. Okay. Hate is hate. It doesn't matter if it's happened to a black person, a white person, or a Jewish person. And I don't like him. And this just further put that nail in the DeSantis coffin for me. He's not a leader. He's pathetic. He's weak. And he can't express himself as a man and stand on principle. This is my opinion of Ron DeSantis. And he should be replaced. He should be replaced unless he can tomorrow stand before in a press conference and explain his logic on sending people to take your technology and explain why he had to launch a preliminary investigation as opposed to doing it years ago. If he can offer a valuable explanation, then I will go, okay, maybe. But I'm doubting that. Okay, this is reactive, and this is show me the man, and I will find the crime.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as heartbroken as I am and as sad as I am about what's happening, I guess I have one gift from God. And that gift from God is that I've never really known battle fatigue. I was very happy on the flight over here after 4 long years, and I was prepared to finally put all of this garbage behind me and enjoy my life. But it turns out that God himself has another plan. And I will fight tooth and nail to the absolute end to expose every piece of corrupt actor, no matter where they work, in whatever level of office that they're in, who is currently trying to suppress due process in this country. Things have changed. Kamala lost. Trump is back. This is a new America. You're not going to be allowed to do the stupid things you were doing before. This is The same idiots who went after Trump, Letitia James, has now got a new name. He's had a sex change and he works in Florida. And these people are trying to do it all over again. And I'm telling you that this will not end well for them. It will not end well for Ron. I had no interest in stopping his wife from becoming governor, but suddenly I do. You should not be trying to put innocent men in jail to score political points who have been through enough in foreign nations that do not respect due process. And it doesn't matter if you like me. It doesn't matter if you like what I say. It doesn't matter if you agree with me. I deserve a fair trial. You deserve a fair trial. Everybody deserves a fair trial. That is the basis of democracy. That is the American way. And as soon as that is impeded, even against your enemies, sitting at home and saying, well, I don't like Andrew Tate, so it's fine for his rights to be impeded and stampled all over, is the biggest mistake you can make. Because after they're done with me, they're going to come for you. Luckily, whether you like me or not, I'm going to fight for all of us.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And so what is your lawyer saying the next steps are in terms of just dealing with this? I mean, he must just be completely confused, especially given the fact that you guys had brought a case, for those of us who read it, had brought a case against the girl who launched everything in Romania. I mean, I read her messages. I read the WhatsApp text messages. And that is why I said this case is not going to go through in Romania. What is your lawyer saying about this insanity?
Yeah, absolutely. We currently have a civil case against a woman who lives in Florida, who lied to Romanian police, who started that whole saga, and it's going very well and we're winning. And they've been delaying as much as they can. It's very interesting that her legal team is a liberally funded George Soros NGO. Wonder where they came from and where they get their money from. But, you know, she has endless lawyers somehow. So they've been trying to delay the case as long as possible because she's banged to rights guilty. And we look like that they may have been involved in this whole mess, trying to use it as an excuse to once again delay the civil proceedings against her. I would actually, if you could take the time, if you could talk to my lawyer directly, I would love for you to have him on because he knows even more than I do about this. But he's as flabbergasted as I am. Mm-hmm. Everybody is just expressing shock and absolute disappointment that this is the welcome home I get after all this long, long period of time in foreign incarceration.
This is insane. And I mean, I guess you probably don't want to be in Florida anymore.
No, I don't.
It has become a hot hub for neocons. I will say that.
The thing is, if I leave now, they're going to think I'm guilty of something. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to stay right here. I am right here. You know what's funny? I'm such a reasonable man. I am truly not a hardhead like people think. If Ron would have called me privately and said, please just go to another state, you know what I would have said? No problem. I would have just left. I'm not a hard guy to deal with. If I'm really not welcome, I won't stay. I don't want to overstay a welcome. But you want to play these games? I'm right here in Miami. I'm right here in Miami. Come get me. Arrest me. Perp walk me. Put me on the news. Tell everyone I'm a human trafficker. You think I'm not versed? You think I'm not ready? I'm a Navy SEAL in this Come get me. Raid my house. Take my stuff. You think I sleep with a full phone full of evidence? You think I don't wipe my phone every night? You think I'm dumb? Come get me. Arrest me. Let's do this all over again. I've done it for 4 years in Romania. You think I'm scared of your state jail after an Eastern European gulag? I'm staying right here until the case is concluded. Because when I beat it here, then what they're going to say? I beat it in England. I beat it in Romania. And I beat it in Florida. I'll beat it everywhere because I haven't done anything to anyone. And if they think they have evidence to arrest me, I'm sure that's exactly what they're going to do. I'm waiting. I will turn on the kettle at 5 a.m. every morning. Hot coffee for every officer. Let's go. Let's go. Come do it. Let's go. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. I mean, the only way, you just have to go through it. You know what I mean? And that's the reality that we live in. There's corruption everywhere, whether it's in Europe. We've been speaking about that with the Emmanuel Macron case, whether it's happening in Romania, whether it's happening here. And for whatever reason, people think that you have to like someone in order to stand up and say what is happening here is wrong. And that is not the case. I do not agree with everything Andrew Tate has done in his past. I've spoken to you on air about those disagreements and your past. We have different faiths. I'm Christian. You are Muslim. You have perspectives. I got through part of a big chunk of your sit down with PBD. And honestly, when I was watching it, I was thinking this is why they want him gone, because the comments were so positive. You could see, you know, why men like you. It's just interesting. You know, I think it's the it factor that drives them crazy. It's the influence. And I'm sitting here, I'm going, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with that. They don't have the courage to disagree with you, Andrew. They don't even have the courage to sit down and have the debate and say, I disagree with you on that. They just want you wiped from the influence map because they have wiped themselves from the map of influence. That is my take on this. I truly believe that. And if you wanted me to have a different take, like I said, you could have waited 2 months to go after him. Made it seem organic, you know, This doesn't seem organic to me. It feels like chicken filled with antibiotics that you might get at Stop and Shop. You know what I mean? This is just not organic. This entire process is not organic. And it's so obvious to the public. And so I'm just calling on people to, if you think you passionately hate Andrew Tate, take the time like I did to go through the case in Romania, not what the news and the media told you about it, not what your Twitter told you about it, not what videos of Andrew looking 15 years younger tells you about it or about him and his personality. Look at the actual criminal case, understand why it was overturned and sent back down to its starting phase, and then come back and ask yourself why Ron DeSantis did what he did. Truly ask yourself that question. Just look at all of the evidence before you that the public opinion in America changed on Andrew Tate after he made statements about the children of Palestine. That's it. That's that. That's my opinion on it, Andrew. I totally respect you for taking this fight to them. There's no other way but through it, like I said. Is there anything else that you want to say to the public that they're watching this? This will really be your first statement since this has all happened.
I guess I feel like I have a lot to say, but to keep it short and succinct, I'm not hoping for any kind of special treatment from anybody. I certainly do not want any kind of advantages from anybody because I'm well known in any way. But I also don't want any detractions because of that. Mm. All I want is a fair trial and fair treatment under the law, like every other citizen of the United States. And that's something we should all be championing for each other. The Democrats have lost. Trump is back. This is a new America. We're making America great again. The reason you live in this country, the reason all of us are Americans are for this exact reason. We all believe in law and order. We all believe in due process. We all believe in innocent until proven guilty. You can stop pretending I'm guilty of something I've never been accused of, I've never been charged with, I've never been convicted of in a foreign country where even a conviction would be highly questionable. I wasn't even convicted. It's innocent until proven guilty. This is due process. This is democracy. This is Trump's America. And throwing that out the window simply because you have personal opinions on somebody is exactly how the left win. That's how the liberals managed to hijack our entire system, because they would simply insult you in the media long enough for people to accept your rights being violated. It's a very simple tactic. They insult you in the media, then they violate your rights. And there's always some idiot at home with three brain cells who goes, well, I don't like him anyway. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What matters is that our rights are respected and we all have innocent until proven guilty and we all have due process. And you should expect it of me just like I expect it for you.
I completely agree with that statement, especially regarding due process. You guys, I hope you hear that. I'll be reading your comments in a bit. We have to hop off to join Trump, or listen to Trump rather, his joint address to Congress, to a joint Congress, pardon. And Andrew, I'll be wishing you luck, and I'm angry about it. I just think it's wrong the way that this went down. I think saying that you're going to investigate someone and then you're going to find a crime is sleazy business. And I've got a lot of questions for Ron DeSantis. I always have. I just don't trust the guy. Thank you so much for joining, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Candace. Thank you.